We're joined now by Amy Moritz, who covers the Sabres and college hockey for the Buffalo News. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So far in the World Championships, Jack Eichel's been able to make a nice name for himself. How has he looked to you in the limited time that perhaps you've been able to see him?
You know, he looked really good. I think that he's looked better than he did at times earlier in the season. He's looked stronger. I think each game you just get to see his speed and his vision, and he's very strong on the puck. He looks very comfortable out there, which I think is important. He's playing with NHL players and against NHL players the first time at that level of competition. So he obviously has a lot of room to grow. He's only 18, but he looks pretty confident and comfortable out there.
Of course, the big conversation about Jack Eichel is always the comparison with Connor McDavid. Right now, McDavid, of course, slated as being the top pick, Eichel being number two and likely coming to the Sabres. But Eichel, like you said, has looked good against these NHL players here. Any chance of him moving ahead of McDavid in the draft order?
I don't see that at all. Connor McDavid is clearly number one and has more game experience, as you do when you play junior hockey versus college hockey. I think he's going to go number one. You never know what's going to happen on draft day because strange things happen from time to time. So it wouldn't be a complete shock that something crazy happens, but I don't expect anything crazy to happen. It's going to be McDavid and Eichel 1-2.
All right, so let's just then say to move forward here and speculate some more, that it is Eichel number two when he comes to the Sabres. Right off the bat, of course, he'll be coming into a team that finished last in the NHL in the last 2 years. How do you see him fitting in with the Sabres?
You know, that's really the million-dollar question, is how he's going to translate into playing in the NHL every day. He's looked good in this tournament with and against NHL players, but it's a limited, very small sample size. What's it going to be like when he's in a daily grind and playing three or four games a week and getting into that sort of a system? Will he contribute right away if he's here? Absolutely. Will he turn it around? I think it's going to be, you know, a slow rebuild even with him here. So it's going to be interesting to watch from a writer standpoint how he ends up fitting in and converting to the NHL style game.
And it's interesting you say that about a writer's standpoint, because I'm looking from this perspective now for you. Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel, they've been linked together now for over a year to the point where people were kind of describing them as just Mick Eichel. They're that tied together. Moving forward, from a writer's perspective, how do you see this storyline playing out of Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid?
I think they're forever going to be linked. There are going to be, as long as it holds and goes 1-2 in the draft, they're forever going to be linked together in this narrative about this draft class and this draft year. So I think they're constantly going to be compared. They have been for a year. I see that same thing kind of going forward until one of them goes in a different direction, either way up or way down or goes off our radar. So, but I think that they're forever, the narrative is set, that those two are going to be linked in hockey history forever.
Amy Moritz covers the Buffalo Sabres and college hockey for the Buffalo News. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.